A year ago, women across Mexico held historic marches and a national strike fighting for safety and justice. But just days later, the pandemic hit, slowing the momentum of protests for women's rights. But it has not stopped the onslaught of violence against women. From the front terrace desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust brings us part one of our two-part series, Women's Fight for Rights in Mexico.
More than 1,000 women marched through the streets here in the Sonoran capital, Hermosillo, on March 8th, joining tens of thousands across the country on International Women's Day, calling for an end to the crisis of killings and disappearances of women and girls in Mexico. Last year alone, nearly 3,800 were murdered in Mexico, more than 10 a day on average. So despite the ongoing pandemic, women of all ages came out with friends, sisters, and daughters demanding attention for the violence that has touched nearly every woman's life. Cecilia Durazo says she's here for her friend Ambar, a 20-year-old architecture student who was raped, strangled, and stabbed more than 60 times in Hermosillo in May 2019. She marched with her 4-year-old daughter Regina, who held a sign scrawled in purple marker with her shaky toddler script, "My mom is teaching me to fight for my rights." Nearby, doctors René Rivera and Maria Soto hold up signs honoring femicide victim Mariana Sanchez, who was hanged outside the medical clinic where she worked in southern Mexico.
Entonces venimos por nosotras, por todas, por las que no conocemos, pero pues también nuestro corazón viene por Mariana.
Gathering the crowd, a woman reads a statement from Sonora's feminist collectives. Today, she says they didn't come out to celebrate, but to demand their rights, honor those who are gone, and show the world that they're still here. It's never been easy for women to speak out against violence in Mexico, says Andrea Sanchez, a member of a local feminist group, but it's gotten even harder during the pandemic. They faced sickness and the deaths of loved ones from the coronavirus. But just as violence against women hasn't let up during the global pandemic, she says, neither can their fight. The number of women killed in 2020 was nearly the same as in 2019, when Mexico reported a record 3,837 murdered women. But other figures from last year show significant increases in gender violence.
Definitivamente, las desapariciones.
A data analyst for a citizen watchdog group, Crimilde Bernal, points to a growing number of women and girls going missing across the country. Nearly 2,000 disappeared last year. Most have never been found. Emergency calls related to violence against women also rose more than 30% in 2020. Last March, women made 26,000 911 calls reporting domestic violence, sexual abuse, harassment, and other gender-based crimes, the highest number ever reported in Mexico. And Bernal says Mexican leaders are failing victims. Impunity is high, women who report abuse are often re-victimized, and the president has repeatedly minimized the issue. That's a problem Wendy Briceño says she recognizes. Briceño, head of the Congressional Gender Equality Commission, says 7 in 10 Mexican women over the age of 15 report having experienced at least one incident of violence because of their gender. Addressing that scale of violence, she says, will require much greater commitment from all levels of government, including by her own Morena party, led by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. But she says demonstrations across the country this month show that the pandemic hasn't stopped the movement's efforts to make Mexico confront the grisly reality of gender violence.
Que los movimientos y las expresiones siguen vivas.
Roaring chants and songs at the Hermosillo March at times fell silent. Hundreds of women stood shoulder to shoulder, listening to the sobs of the mother and sisters of a 13-year-old girl murdered years before. Around them, women embraced, raised their fists, and erupted in shouts of support. You're not alone. Your fight is our fight. Cecilia Durazo, holding her daughter's hand, says those who've lost someone know that coming out in solidarity, shouting and resisting, is the only way to create change for women in Mexico. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.